Judges chapter 5. Then Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam sang on that day, saying, Praise the Lord Jehovah for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O kings. Give ear, O princes. I, even I, will sing to the Lord Jehovah, I will sing praise to the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel. Lord Jehovah, when you went out of Seir, when you marched out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped, the clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord Jehovah, even that Sinai from before the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar the son of Anath, in the days of Yael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through highways. Those who lived in the villages ceased, they ceased in Israel, until I Deborah arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. Then there was war in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart is toward the governors of Israel, who offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord Jehovah. Speak, you who ride on white donkeys, you who sit in judgment, and walk by the way. Those who are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there they shall rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord Jehovah, even the righteous acts towards those who live in his villages in Israel. Then the people of the Lord Jehovah shall go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, sing a song. Arise, Barak, and lead your captivity captive, you son of Abinoam. Then he caused those who remained to rule over the nobles among the people, the Lord Jehovah caused me to rule over the mighty. Out of Ephraim there was a root of them against Amalek, after you, Benjamin, among your people. Out of Machir came down governors, and out of Zebulun those who handle the pen of the writer. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak. He was sent on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben there were great thoughts of heart. Why do you stay among the sheep flocks, to hear the bleating of the flocks? Because the divisions of Reuben there were great searching of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan River, and why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore, and stayed in his havens. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopardized their lives to the death in the high places of the field. The kings came and fought, then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, you have trodden down strength. Then the horse hoofs were broken because of the prancing of their mighty ones. The angel of the Lord Jehovah said, Curse Meroz, curse bitterly those who live in it. Because they did not come to the aid of the Lord Jehovah, to the aid of the Lord Jehovah, against the mighty. Blessed above women shall Yael the wife of Eber the Kenite be, blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked water, and she gave him milk, she brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer, and with the hammer she struck Sisera, she struck off his head, when she had pierced and stricken through his temples. At her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down, at her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window, and cried through the lattice, Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why do the wheels of his chariots delay in returning? Her wise ladies answered her, Yes, she returned answer to herself. Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey? To every man a damsel or two. To Sisera a prey of various colors, a prey of various colors of needlework, of various colors of needlework on both sides, meet for the necks of those who take the spoil. So let all your enemies perish, O Lord Jehovah. But let those who love him be as the sun when it goes forth in its might. And the land had rest 40 years.